Hello once again to the Katsia Experience Podcast. There are small changes that you can make in your lifestyle that will promote good health. Evaluating where you need to make changes to support mental, physical, and spiritual health is the first step in becoming a healthier you. Setting realistic goals for yourself will help you as you put your health plans into action. If you need some motivation and help getting started, we will provide information for you on how to reach your goals. Now here's your host, Rusty Steele.
This is the Katsia Experience, and I'm your host, Rusty Steele. One of our building pillars of our podcast is to give you food for thought and to encourage your spiritual, physical well-being. I invite you to visit our website, katsia.org. On this podcast, we're going to discuss the magic of Easter, what makes it so special. Easter is a holiday that is celebrated all around the world, but what makes it so special? Is it the colorful eggs, the Easter bunny, or the delicious chocolate? While these are all fun and exciting aspects of Easter, there is much more to this holiday than meets the eye. On this podcast, we will explore the magic of Easter and what makes it such a special time of year. Let's look at Armenian Easter traditions. Armenian Easter traditions are deeply rooted in the Christian faith and are a blend of religious and cultural customs. One of the most unique traditions is the coloring of Easter eggs. In Armenia, eggs are dyed red to symbolize the blood of Christ. The eggs are then decorated with intricate designs and patterns, making them true works of art. Another important tradition is the lighting of candles on Easter Sunday. This symbolizes the resurrection of Jesus and the triumph of light over darkness. Families gather in churches and light candles, creating a beautiful and meaningful sight. Slovak Easter traditions are also heavily influenced by the Christian faith. One of the most important traditions is the blessing of Easter baskets. On Holy Saturday, families bring baskets filled with traditional Easter foods to church to be blessed by a priest. These baskets typically include bread, eggs, ham, and horseradish. Another unique tradition is the whipping of girls on Easter Monday. This may sound strange, but it is actually a symbol of fertility and good health. Boys will lightly whip girls with a willow branch, and in return, the girls will give them a decorated egg or a ribbon. What plans do you have for Easter? Sometimes plans change suddenly for celebrating the season. But it can't change the truth that Christ has risen and has restored all that enemies stole from you, including your joy. So, no matter what happens, choose to rejoice at this time. This podcast encourages you to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. You maybe have heard, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. Or blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, 1 Peter 1 verse 3. I seems like the world has gone bonkers, but it shouldn't stop your celebration of the resurrection of Jesus. For some, Easter means celebrating Christ's resurrection that secured your freedom from darkness and its manifestations that alone is enough to rejoice at this time. No matter the storms outside, you should have peace knowing that you have life in Christ. In everything and situation, you are to give thanks to God, including this period of turmoil around the world, for this is the will of God. So, no matter what is going on in the world, don't allow it to steal your joy. For Jesus, through his resurrection from the dead, has given us a living hope. That's the living hope we can share with others. The main purpose of the resurrection of Jesus is salvation of man. God delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, Colossians 1 verses 13 to 14. If you are born again, you have every reason to rejoice at this time. But if you are not, This is the best time to do so. Just confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. You will be saved. Romans 10 verse 9. Here are some tips to help you enjoy Easter celebration at this time. 1. Thanksgiving. First thing to do is to appreciate God for sending his only begotten Son to die for us, for raising him up, and for all the blessings of resurrection that he has given you. This is because gratitude is an important aspect of celebration. And God is the author of all good things, so celebrate him. Therefore, spend quality time to praise and thank God with your family. 2. Count your blessings. This is very important because it reminds you of God's faithfulness, drowns all fears, and assures you that he will not forsake or leave you at this time. Also, it will build your faith for greater testimonies. 3. Study and prayer. Now is the time to build oneself spiritually. Spend quality time in God's presence studying and praying to him. If you do this daily, in time you will be ready to overcome all challenges that will come your way. Therefore, use this time to enjoy an intimate relationship with the Lord. Truly, all things work together for the good of those who love God. Romans 8 verse 28. 4. Encourage others. Everyone needs encouragement. If you cannot be with your family or they cannot be with you, reach out to people through your phone and social media. So, reach out to your friends, family, colleagues and converts, etc., and share the word and pray with them. This can impact their lives more than you can imagine, and it will be as though you visited them. And it will enrich your life too as you sow these seeds of love into others. 5. Cook a great meal. Look into your pantry and cook a delicious meal for the family. Also, encourage everyone to participate in the cooking and have a family get-together in the kitchen. Rather, you can decide to have an outdoor cooking. This will be more fun, little ones playing around while the cooking is going on, not to mention the cool air that you will enjoy. 6. Other activities. Think up other great things to do together with your family. This may include dance, games, movie, and creative arts. So, just tell yourself, I will enjoy this Easter celebration with my family, no matter what is happening in the world. As we close out our podcast, however you this Easter celebration depends on you, you must choose to rejoice in spite of all odds. Also decide to make the most out of this season and make it a memorable one for your family. My prayer for you, may God open your heart and reveal great things to you at this time and help you to enjoy this season to its fullest in Jesus. Happy Easter celebration. That's our podcast for this time around. I'm Rusty Steele, and don't forget to check out webpage, catsia.org.